Greetings to you and praise be Jesus Christ. On this Laetare Sunday, as the purple is lighted in color to rose, we have a gospel of great light and hope, a gospel of creation and recreation, as we see our God spit into the dirt, muddy the dirt, and wipe it on eyes that were blind. We see the story of creation and recreation in the waters that this man bathed in, waters that are a sign of baptism. St. Augustine, in the 4th century, when reading today's gospel, said, "You and I, all of humanity, are the blind man. We've been born into a fallen race, blinded in its senses and reason, but found and chosen and loved so much by Jesus, the eternal Son of the Heavenly Father." My friends, this day is indeed a day of great rejoicing. And as we consider the man born blind, now able to see, we also hear imagery of that good shepherd. We see in the first reading David being found. We hear in Psalm 23, the shepherd who cares and loves and anoints his sheep. In the 1970s, a shepherd by the name of Philip Keller wrote a book. It was entitled A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. And in that book, he studied Psalm 23 and showed aspects of that sign of that psalm that only a shepherd could know. But we, the sheep, can certainly appreciate. I'd like to focus on this anointing. He anoints my head with oil. Philip Keller writes, "In the terminology of the shepherd, summertime is fly time. By this reference is made to the hordes of insects that emerge with the advent of warm weather. Only those people who have kept livestock or studied wildlife habits are aware of the serious problem for animals presented by the insects of summer. Sheep are especially troubled by the nose fly, or nasal fly, as it is sometimes called. These little flies buzz about the sheep head, attempting to deposit their eggs on the damp mucous membranes of the sheep's nose. If they are successful, the eggs hatch in a few days to form small, slender, worm-like larvae. They work their way up the nasal passages into the sheep's head. They burrow into the flesh and there set up an intense irritation accompanied by severe inflammation. For relief from this agonizing annoyance, sheep will deliberately beat their heads against trees, rocks, posts, or brush. They will rub them in the soil and thrash around against woody growth, and in extreme cases of infestation, a sheep may even kill itself. Often advanced stages from these flies lead to blindness. Because of all of this, when the nose flies hover over the flock, some of the sheep become frantic with fear and panic and attempt to escape. They will stamp their feet erratically and race from place to place in the pasture. Some may run so much they drop of sheer exhaustion. They may toss their heads up and down for hours. All this excitement and distraction has an effect on the entire flock. And the strictest attention to the behavior by the sheep, by the shepherd, can forestall the difficulties of fly time. At the very first sign of flies among the flock, he will apply an antidote to their heads. I always prefer to use a homemade remedy composed of linseed oil, sulfur, and tar, which was smeared over the sheep's nose and head as a protection against nose flies. What an incredible transformation this makes. Once the oil has been applied to the sheep's head, there is an immediate change in behavior. The sheep start to feed quietly again, and soon they lie down in peaceful contentment. He anoints my head with oil. Summertime is more than just fly time. It's also scab time. Scab is an irritating and highly contagious disease among sheep of the world, caused by minute microscopic parasite that proliferates in warm weather. Scab spreads throughout the flock by direct contact between the infected and non-affected animals. Sheep love to rub heads in affectionate and friendly manner, and so scab is found most commonly around the head. When two sheep rub together, the infection spreads readily from one to the other. In the Old Testament, when it was declared that sacrificial lambs would be without blemish, the thought uppermost in the writer's mind was that the animal should be free of scab. Again, as with flies, the only effective antidote is to apply linseed oil, sulfur, and other chemicals that can control the disease. In many sheep-rearing countries, dips are built, and the entire flock is put through the dip. Each animal is completely submerged in the solution until its entire body is soaked. The most difficult part to do is the head. The head has to be plunged under repeatedly to ensure that scab there will be controlled. Some shepherds take great care to treat the head by hand. You anoint my head with oil. Flies, scab, and in the summer, there's mating. In the autumn, there's mating. In the flock, there are changes. In this season, the rut or mating, the great battles between rams and possession of the ewes begin. The necks of the monarchs swell and grow strong. They strut proudly through the pasture and fight furiously for the favor of the ewes. The crash of heads and the thuds of colliding bodies can be heard throughout the hours of day and night. The shepherd knows all of this. He knows that some of the sheep will and can actually kill, injure, and maim each other. So he decides a very simple remedy. At this season, he will catch his rams, smear their heads with grease. I used to apply generous quantities of axle grease to the head and the nose of each ram. So when they collide in their great crashing battles, the lubricant makes them glance off each other in such a ludicrous way. They stood there feeling rather stupid and frustrated. My friends, stupid and frustrated. The damage done. Such is the condition of our human race. And yet God has looked upon us with great love. And he has poured out not only his grace, but his life, his flesh, and his blood for our salvation, that we may be saved from all that has done us harm, in body, mind, and spirit. And if we are ever to appreciate the coming feast of Easter, the feast of our salvation, we must recognize our need for that salvation and allow the Good Shepherd to lead, to guide, to anoint our heads with oil, so that we may be free for him. As we arrive now beyond the midpoint of Lent, let us thank God for coming to our aid, and let us, in a more sincere and total way, avail our minds and our hearts to his good care. What a blessing that will be for him, for us, and for those we love. May the Good Shepherd lead us in his way.